because as you get older, this summarizes for you the gospel. This puts it all in a summary statement. It summarizes everything you believe. And I was so thankful that she gave me her copy of that before she died. What a beautiful statement. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? It starts with Christ. It starts with the gospel. It starts with what he has done for you. And it starts with the issue of, above all things, comfort, doesn't it? You know, for all the reaction against creeds and confessions today, don't you think this would be a pretty big issue for people? Comfort. Not worldly comfort. Comfort about how we have peace with God, how that peace with God has been affected, and that we can live in joy and in comfort. What a wonderful thing this begins with. How do you have any comfort in this life and death, assuming, as it does, and we're going to see as we work through this, that all are under sin, that the curse has been leveled, and that we are in a state of misery? How can you find comfort? That's the most important question we could come to, or we could ask. And so notice what it does for us. This is a summary statement that's going to be unpacked throughout the course of the catechism. But in question and answer format, it asks that question, and what does it start with tonight? That I'm not my own. I'm purchased. I no longer belong to me. I no longer have rights, as everyone wants to fight for rights today. I belong to Jesus. Now that's a really comforting thing to think about. Why do I belong to Jesus? Think about this morning's sermon. Belong to him in body. How does he view the body? Very important, does he? He's going to raise your bodies. He cares about your bodies and in soul. The two parts that make us up, body and soul. In life and in death, I belong to him. I am purchased by him. I am possessed by him. He has paid a great price to buy me back, to redeem me, to set me apart to him. So what a amazing thing to begin with, and it rehearses every major truth. Forgiven. He's fully paid, not partially, fully paid for all of my sins with his precious blood. That's what we celebrated Friday, right? That's what we celebrate every day at the cross. When Jesus was offered up as the propitiation, when he was offered up as the substitute. Remember Abraham and Isaac, and Isaac didn't have to pay for sin. He couldn't pay for sin, but instead the perfect ram pointing to Christ did that. Christ paid fully for all of my sins with his precious blood. So I'm purchased, I'm forgiven, and what does that mean now that I'm forgiven? And he has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. Remember Jesus said that? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Set you free. And in that very section, he said there were many people doing the will of their father, the devil. Now, that's an amazing thing. He made a fundamental distinction in life. You have two kinds of people, those who are free and those who are in complete bondage and don't even realize it, who think they're free, but are actually in every bit of daily life doing the will of the devil. Tyranny. Blindness, darkness, the whole world, 1 John says, lies under the sway of the evil one. And Jesus has done what? He has purchased you, forgiven you, and freed you. So that you're no longer slaves to what? Remember this morning? What has the resurrection power brought you? You're no longer slaves to sin. It's already done. You're freed. Now we have to act upon that. That's the end part of this. Now that's pretty good so far, isn't it? It's amazing Christian gospel, isn't it? Purchased, forgiven, freed, and then what? He also watches over me in such a way. How does he watch over me? How does God care about me? That not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. You mean he cares about me so much that he watches over the hairs of my head? I mean, have you really thought about the implications of that? You know what doctrine that is, right? We'll expound that later in the catechism. That's the doctrine of God's providence. That everything in life, everything that's happening, he is always working together, as Romans 8 says, for what? For us. Good. That's what he says here. He works all things together for my salvation. Everything that's happening in life, every event, everything that I do, he is sovereignly overseeing and guiding with secondary means or whatever to protect us, to shield us, and to save us. Well, that's a perspective, isn't it? It would be devastating to think that as Christians we go through life thinking that it's all by chance. Nothing is. Everything is sovereignly decreed and sovereignly overseen and protected and watched over in your life. Good and bad, it'll go through. Everything in the later Lord's Day, good and bad. Remember what it says in, well, we'll get there later. Let's just calm down. Providence, purchased, forgiven, freed, protected. And then what? Guided. What does he say in the last part of this? What does the catechism say? Because I belong to him. Christ by who? Did the reformers understand the Holy Spirit? The reformers understood the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Don't let the Pentecostals tell you we don't understand the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. We get the Holy Spirit. What does he do for us? He assures me of eternal life. And I don't run around questioning that because the Holy Spirit is constantly working. This is the beautiful truth of the Spirit. He's constantly working in our hearts to do what? Assure your minds that you belong to him, that he loves you. You're not on your own to figure that out. I mean, this is Romans 8 about a whole doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Comes right out of there. He assures us. He intercedes for us. He prays things that we don't even know how to pray as we ought. And what does he do? He changes us, he sanctifies us, and he makes us in life willing and ready to live for him. If you're truly of the Spirit, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be fighting sin, and you are going to be changing and doing the will of God from the heart. That was always what the Lord had said. He will raise up willing servants in the day of his power. So what a beautiful, boys and girls, confession to hold on to and to memorize and to cherish memorizing and to always remember this. This is the summary of the Christian gospel. Get it? Comfort, purchased, forgiven, freed, protected, guided. All right there. And that summarizes everything we confess together. Let's sing to the Lord tonight. Number 112 in the Blue Psalter. Thou art my God, O God of grace, we'll sing all the stanzas.